Auto parts and poetry? Not your most natural match unless gear pullers and alternator belts are your muse. But Larry Hart didn't hesitate when organizers asked him to make room for poems in the window of his Napa store.
There's a lot of creativity in this town. It's an honor to have him out there.
Hart's is one of more than 50 Randolph establishments displaying poems written mostly by Central Vermonters. So far, auto parts customers are keeping their enthusiasm for Poem Town in check. But Hart says passersby seem interested.
You know, we got the guys coming in that want to oil change. They don't want to read poetry. But every now and then I do look out and see somebody reading something.
Hart has read the 5 poems in his window.
This poem is called Home. It's written by Alyssa Miller from here in Randolph. It was a world created just for him, a world where he swung from the moon. He flew with the angels and created magic.
It's hard to take more than a few steps in Randolph's business district without seeing a poem. Organizer Marjorie Ryerson says it's good for the poets, but she really hopes Poem Town will win a few converts.
I really wanted to open the door on poetry as a topic and have everybody enjoy it and be less afraid of it.
Ryerson, who teaches poetry when she's not serving in the legislature, says a poem is about as close as we can get to putting the inexpressible into words.
It is the opportunity to express ourselves about the things that matter or that make us laugh or that make us weep. It comes close to composing music.
You won't get an argument on that from Shannon Stoddard, who owns Sidewalk Florist in Randolph. As a one-time English major, Stoddard is a poetry fan. As a business owner, she's a Poem Town fan.
Anything to get people to stop and look in your window and stand at your window and interact with your storefront, even if it's reading somebody else's poetry, is good enough.
Stoddard steps outside to read a poem entitled Bonsai by Rebecca McMeekin. It's a play on words, and the last lines resonate with anyone who's been through our long winter.
Our bones sigh. Accepting the season with grace requires wise pruning. I like that one. Yeah.
Poem Town continues all month long in Randolph and includes a series of readings by published poets, as well as a poetry open mic night. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.